Hi everyone, Namu Myoho Renge Kyo, thanks for being here. I wanted to make a quick video or podcast about something that has occurred several times on this channel. No big deal, I just want to remind everyone that there are a lot of videos on this channel, and many in which I just cover certain topics as they came up. There's some videos have been up here more than a decade. That are specific to certain aspects or questions that I get, or awakening moments that I experience. And then there are a lot of videos on this channel that are specific to certain sutra. And I go over chapter by chapter every aspect of Shakyamuni's teachings, certainly as they're translated, and decipher them as best I can to get to the fundamental meaning of Shakyamuni's teachings. This is always the goal. All of us in our Sangha are struggling to understand, relate the meaning of the teachings to our own specific experience of life. And so, you know, questions and doubts arise all the time. That's just part of being human. And this is why I invite you to make comments or email me with questions. But also, some people have been practicing or trying to practice Buddhism for many years, and they just happen upon this channel. Maybe somebody tells them about it, or they do a search on Google, whatever, and they find a particular video title, or by chance land on a video. What I'm saying is they don't have a history of watching the trends of what we discuss. And so they may watch a video which I make some statements in that just touches them in sensitive areas maybe that they've struggled with personally, or with their group that they've been with, or a certain sect, or whatever. They're, you know, we all have different experiences, and sometimes that little rub can, instead of inspiring a question, inspires, you know, these kind of statements, these strong statements and accusatory tone. You know, I understand that. We've all been there. Get fed up with a certain rhetoric we think we hear, or we actually hear. But it's important to understand that we're always changing, and we're always evolving our picture of life, and certainly our practice of Buddhism, because that's core to our experience of life, right? So if you feel like something has, if this is the first thing you watch, or if you've watched many things and you just feel really annoyed or perturbed about something, it just keeps coming up for you. It's not necessarily that it comes from me or the video. It comes from your experience. So have a little compassion and email me directly in that case. It's not constructive to vent your angst about whatever you're going through on this channel. I think that promotes this thing like Facebook and other things in our world today. There's a lot of taking sides. And unfortunately, what gets lost in that is compassion, understanding that all of us, simply by touching our minds together in this learning of Buddhism, is an amazing thing. It's our opportunity as humans to instantiate our Buddha nature in a sangha. So if you feel really confronted about something, I'd like to talk to you personally. Not create or foster doubt or side taking within this precious endeavor of our all learning together. I want to hear from you. I don't want to say don't talk to me because you don't agree with me, because that's taking sides. But we live in a world that's very full of taking sides, warring factions. But at the same time, we're all trying to practice Buddhism. And so your question is valid, because if you've been confronted by something, it may be in your karma, or it may just be in the karma of our latter day of the practice of Buddhism. Remember, Shakyamuni called us out on that. He said, this is the age of this kind of backstabbing, manipulative, and avarice, greed, and foolishness about everything. And it is why there's a loss of Buddhism that is endemic in our world now. This is why we have the Lotus Sutra, the Myoho Rengekyo, because it is the only practice for this age. That is why this is the age of that kind of obstacle to practice our Buddha nature. That's why the Lotus Sutra, the culminating teachings of Shakyamuni, are so vital and important for this day. Now, having said that, why did I title this video the way I did? Well, as you know, the writings of Nichiren are voluminous. There are many. And a lot of them include Nichiren's struggle with Buddhism and the loss of Buddhism in his day in a very authoritarian society. That said, everything Nichiren writes about these other schools in his sphere are not to say that the Mahavacharana Sutra or the Flower Garland or the Pure Land Sutras or the Amida-based sutras are invalid. Not completely. Nichiren's battle is with those teachers in his day, in our day, who distort the relative scholarship of Buddhism in order to promote an agenda that facilitates their success rather than the success of Buddhism. His argument is with those teachers, those promoters that defile the order of the teaching, the proper teachings of Shakyamuni. Now, having said that, please understand that that does not mean that Nichiren says the Mahavacharana is useless, or that the Amida Sutras and so forth, Pure Land teachings, are invalid. What he is in fact saying is that they no longer pertain to our capacity and time, that there's only one sutra, according to Shakyamuni, that is useful and a method for attaining Buddhahood in this time, in our capacity. But all those other sutras are worthy of study. They all lead to this Lotus Sutra. So they're not invalid teachings. Nichiren would never say that about anything that Shakyamuni uttered. In fact, he repeats many times that the Buddha doesn't tell lies. If this weren't happening, then the Buddha or Shakyamuni could be called a liar. And this is simply unimaginable. So Nichiren goes a long way to making that obvious. But he is addressing his current time, this latter age of Buddhism. So it may seem, if you just watch one video, that Nichiren is just going on and on and on about how bad these people are. But please separate his argument from the teachers of his day with the scholarship of the entirety of Buddhism. As Shakyamuni exhorted us, we are to study all of Buddhism and non-Buddhist teachings, because fundamentally they will all lead to this realization of Myoho Rengekyo. So if you've experienced groups, as I have, who distort Nichiren's teachings to mean this or that, or that they stand with disdain against all the other sutras or schools of those sutras, that's not the case. That's a gross misunderstanding. And as individuals, we make those misunderstandings all the time. That's the nature of our human samsaric minds. my railing against these kinds of things are with the organizations that promote these misunderstandings. And I don't want to compare myself to Nietzsche, but there is a corollary here that understanding, after 40 years or more of study, the scholarship of Buddhism, having belonged to different groups, to my absolute revulsion at some point, at the transparency of seeing the organization as first, the money grubbing and the membership drives as primary, rather than the goal of attaining Buddhahood as primary, rather than supporting the teachings of Shakyamuni and the Dharma as primary. These organizations always, whether they're official or laity or whatever, who take upon themselves the growth of their organization rather than the spread of the teachings, that's backwards and it's heinous, because from that kind of position come tremendous campaigns of misunderstanding. And the rest of us, singular people, are manipulated. And we end up repeating and saying what we're hearing, and we go wrong in our path to Buddhahood. That is unacceptable. And so I completely understand that some people who will happen onto these videos will come into them already fed up. And I hear you. That's why I'm doing this, because I got fed up. I said, somebody has to address what's obvious here. And I submit to you very humbly that that is my motive. And I'm not perfect. I may misstate things. Please correct me or add your own interpretation so that I can consider it. But let's do it kindly. Because after all, our goal is enlightenment. Not to take sides. Not to say I'm better than you. That's not Buddhism. That's samsara. That's ego-driven. We don't want that. Right? So let's discuss things in a constructive way. If something seems at odds with our own experience, then let's discuss that and find out if we've been misled, if we've misled ourselves, or if the teachings have something that we haven't encountered yet that will address our doubt. Right? Let's increase the Lotus Sutra spread. Let's increase the enlightenment of man and women, of course, but man, capital M, mankind. That's our goal. So if we're going to argue about things, let's argue constructively. Let's understand that our point of view is always a forming thing that may go side to side, but let's keep it going forward generally, okay? I really appreciate your participation in this, so I don't want to lose you. And if you're new here and this is the first video you see, understand that your practice of Buddhism is absolutely supreme. That is the first goal. And all I want to do is support you in getting there. With respect and love. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that. Sometimes you may see it. I'll just end by saying, if you have strong feelings about something, please email me personally at tlksylvain@gmail.com. And I'll hear you. But to use the comments section to make statements that you know will affect everyone who reads them, and you have very strong opinions, you know, I promise you, if we come to a resolve on that, I'll post it there myself. But I think it's very destructive to take sides and put up vehement arguments on a public forum. You're really asking for the wrong kind of attention. And it's destructive, so I'm going to take it down. Because it's my duty to my sangha, to the group that I belong to allow for these kinds of warring kind of words. And it's destructive. It doesn't help. It doesn't push forward our Buddhahood and our support. That's what the sangha's for, okay? But please contact me. I do want to hear from you. And there's no way I would cut off somebody on so important a journey as yours. All right? Thank you all for letting me blah, blah, blah about that. And we'll get back to more Buddhism, Gosho. We're still not done with all those writings. And keep your practice strong. Namu myoho renge kyo. Bye-bye.